Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network. This is Raw and Unfiltered, and your host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allyn Root. But guess what, ladies and germs? The Waynester is on yet another vacation. No, I'm kidding. He's on a well-deserved vacation. I don't know where he is. I don't want to know where he is. I think Chris probably knows where he is, but it is a secret undisclosed location. My name is Lee Elsie, and there you go. Chris just told me in my headphones, but I still won't say it to everybody because loose lips sink ships, and I don't know if he wants anybody to know where he is. Anyway, my name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me. My website is leeelsie.com. It's LEEELCI.com. You can email me. I love getting emails from all over the country. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. And now, normally on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I do get this awesome opportunity to hang out and talk to the entire country on the great USA Radio Network for the first hour. And then Wayne comes in and does his thing and swings from the chandeliers. I just kind of get you all loosened up. But tonight, I get the whole show, same deal for tomorrow and same deal for Thursday. So if you're jonesing for Wayne, I could have Chris down there in Dallas do his voice, because I think Chris does a good Wayne. But if you're jonesing, we'll save that maybe for a little bit later.
No, I'll do it now.
You're feeling
Wayne like Jr. in the house.
That you really need to hear. But anyway, Wayne will be back live and in person on Monday. And again, I get you for the next 3 days, and I'm looking forward to it. Always have a lot of fun. And we have some great guests. Great guests coming up tonight. Super guests coming up on Thursday. I'm working for some cool stuff for tomorrow night as well, and we'll see how that goes. But we do have so much to talk about. So when I left my home studio here in, well, my studio where I do my show from, not at my home, here at the Full Power Radio Studios, smack dab in the middle of Boston and New York here in Connecticut, when I left this morning, there was still a governor that was named Cuomo in New York. Now, since then, when I left and then got home, and I was going to talk about a whole bunch of other things, and then, of course, this happened.
This situation, by its current trajectory, will generate months of political and legal controversy. Mm. That is what is going to happen. That is how the political wind is blowing. It will consume government. It will cost taxpayers millions of dollars. It will brutalize people. The State Assembly yesterday outlined weeks of process that will then lead to months of litigation. Time and money that government should spend managing COVID, guarding against the Delta variant, reopening upstate, fighting gun violence, and saving New York City. All that time would be wasted.
Yeah.
This is one of the most challenging times for government in a generation. Government really needs to function today. Mm. Government needs to perform. It is a matter of life and death, government operations. And wasting energy on distractions,
distractions
is the last thing that state government should be doing.
I got to just pause for a second and I'll pick it up. Yeah, I have really not been talking about this story for a lot of different reasons. First of all, it's suffocating. It takes all the air out of the room. And you knew once the state trooper got involved, right? Once she got involved, he was done. He was toast. It was just a matter of time, you know, because that person has the ultimate credibility. So I really kind of been staying away from this. But if you guys want to talk about it, Absolutely, tonight. We can do that. 1-833-WAR-TALK. We can chat about that if you like in the first hour. I didn't want to spend the entire show on it, but if you wanted to focus on that. I've just been staying away from it because it felt like just it was a matter of time before he was going to have to cave. What's amazing to me is his, up until this point, his undeniable sense of righteousness and that idea. It's the typical lib mentality that I'm owed something because look who I am. I'm smart. All right.
And I cannot be the cause of that. New York tough means New York loving.
That made me laugh. I'm sorry.
I love New York.
I'm sorry. I was looking for the I Love New York commercial. I couldn't find it in time, maybe later on. But that was actually, that made me feel uncomfortable the way he said that. I'm New York loving. Right? That was a little weird for me.
And I love you.
Mm.
And everything I have ever done has been motivated by that love. And I would never want to be unhelpful in any way. And I think that given the circumstances, the best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, that's what I'll do.
Okay.
Because I work for you.
Not anymore.
And doing the right thing is doing the right thing for you.
Yeah.
Because as we say, it's not about me. It's about we. Kathy Hochul, my lieutenant governor, is smart and competent. This transition must be seamless.
Hmm.
We have a lot going on.
Yeah.
I'm very worried about the Delta variant.
All right.
And so should you be.
Yeah.
But she can come up to speed quickly.
Yeah.
And my resignation will be effective in 14 days.
I felt like I needed this song playing in the background just for a minute here.
And now the end is near.
No, it's here.
And so I face the final curtain.
Goodbye, Governor.
My friend.
I got a few.
I'll say it clear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'll stake my case.
Oh, which I'm certain. I want to sing so bad. Isn't that perfect? Is the perfect ending to this perfect story, this wonderful once upon a time fairy tale about Governor Cuomo, the Cuomo crime syndicate family, now completely ousted as the power brokers in New York. The question is, what will his brother Fredo do on CNN? I mean, will they bounce him? Yeah, will he send him fishing? Will that be the end of Fredo as we know it? I mean, CNN, there may be some residual effect of this on CNN's ratings. I think maybe people were already suspect about whether or not CNN was legit, and then you had this love fest with the Cuomo brothers, and you would have to think that people even became more disenfranchised, more distracted, more disconnected from CNN. So I don't know if they're going to get rid of Cuomo, the junior, but I do feel as though we'll see what he does tonight. I don't know what he's going to do tonight, but it would be interesting to see what kind of a speech he ends up giving. But Cuomo out. Oh, he's off this week. Okay, so there you go. That shows you how much I watch CNN. So apparently, maybe he was part of the decision-making process for Big Brother. So listen, the Me Too movement, and legitimately, has taken another dirtbag and cast them to the side where they should be. And we've seen this happen now over and over and over again, and they've gotten another big fish, if you will, and they've cut him up and filleted him, and off he goes. He's out, and someone new will take over, and it just shows that this is not acceptable in today's world. Now, I got to be honest with you. In the beginning of this, I was very suspect early on. Again, before the state trooper got involved, I was very suspect as to whether or not he would eventually cave, because it just didn't feel like it was going to get that far. But then, one leads to two, leads to six, leads to 11 and 12. And now you got charges, criminal charges, changed the playing field as well. So from a story that really, not that it hasn't interested me, because New York is my backyard here. I'm in Connecticut. That's where I broadcast from every day. We got a lot of listeners in Long Island. Certainly the USA Network, we've got tons of listeners, not only in Long Island, New York, et cetera. But this is a big national story. This was the darling of the Democrat Party. I mean, people were begging him to run for president. Can you imagine if he ran instead of Biden And if, in fact, he won, right? I mean, Biden, obviously, is so popular. He's the highest vote getter of all time. We know that's on the up and up. But imagine if Cuomo had won. Now, where would we be now today in a presidential scandal like this? That would be absolutely chaotic, wouldn't it? So, listen, if you guys want to check in on this, absolutely feel free. 1-833-WAR-TALK. And again, you can give us a call if you want to talk about this. Like, I don't want to spend more than an hour on it tonight. We can, you know, kind of pick it up tomorrow night a little bit if some more breaking news happens. But I suspect that you've probably, you know, seen the last of the governor, although you may see him do that perp walk somewhere along the line. Whether, now, see, that's the interesting other part of this. Do those criminal charges go away? Because I always feel like there are deals that are made. In other words, Cuomo, he has, you know, could stood there against this tide for a long time, right? What, we're talking probably close to a year. And, you know, these were the allegations, the sexual misconduct allegations. So what's the difference? Why wouldn't he just want to continue to do that? So I don't know. All right, listen, we got to get to a break, but I figure one final little ditty, if you don't mind, Chris, before we get to the break. Just, you know, 30 seconds of a way to send our friend Cuomo out to the pastures, right?
Now go home and get your shine box.
Ah, man, sometimes when the bad ones fall, it's good.
I'm leaving today. I want to be part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York.
Oh, yeah!
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them War sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hello, folks. J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Oh, they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
I gotta admit, I like that music right there. That's pretty good stuff right there. All right, it's about 23 minutes after the hour of 6, I was going to say, on the East Coast, but out there on the left coast, it's 23 minutes after the hour of 3, depending upon what time zone you're in. Maybe I shouldn't give the time anymore on the national platform. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Let's go out to Long Island and talk to Chet. Chet, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Lee? Good coverage as always. I'm glad to hear our illustrious, still right now, he is still our governor until the 24th. To hear that sound piece with him bringing up the Delta variant COVID, if there's anyone that's handled anything worse than Governor Cuomo did with COVID, I'd love somebody to prove it. Thousands of people lost their lives because of that man. You know, all this stuff, it matters. But I'm thinking that maybe there are some charges coming down the pike if he didn't step down. I don't know if you think that could be part of it, too. Usually a Democrat that's as arrogant as him doesn't just step down.
That's what the point I was trying to make before we ran out of time is exactly that. There's always a deal made, right? So you figure that he gave up this to make sure that, you know, they don't put the handcuffs on him down the road. I mean, that's totally a possibility. I really see that for sure.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's kind of once these names started to mount up, and it was different than Kavanaugh. There was proof. There was emails, there was letters, all sorts of stuff surrounding this guy. And to hear that, I didn't listen to him today, that's nauseating. I'm full of love, people. That guy, Lee, I'll tell you, if there's anybody more corrupt in body politics, it could only be the Clintons. That guy is one of the dirtiest players in the game. And as far as his brother Fredo and the, I got the reference with fishing, send the fishing. Somebody should. I didn't even know he was still on the air. I know a lot more people watch Nick at Night than they do with CNN.
Right.
But if we could get rid of the Cuomos altogether, I would love it.
You never know what CNN is going to do. That was another thing that I was talking about earlier on today, is that, you know, whether or not they keep him, you got to figure the love fest, the bro fest. I get family, right? So you understand there's got to be a certain, you know, in all seriousness, you got to give him some leeway because it's his brother. But your credibility really as a talk show host or as a commentator or as an opinion guy is gone. I mean, you can't give your opinion on a situation like that because it blows up in your face.
It's gone. Do you remember when he was busted for having COVID and he was supposed to be recovering in his house, but instead he was out in East Hampton, out with the people. Somebody filmed it and he got his, panties in a bunch.
Right.
But the bottom line is the Cuomos are liars, but we probably aren't going to get much better out here in New York, unfortunately.
Well, you know, it's funny. Since you're our neighbor in New York where I'm sitting right now, Connecticut, you know the Cuomo and Lamont, the governor of Connecticut, they're buddies. They're fast friends and pals, and they go fishing together. In fact, it's surprising that Ned is not in – Ned's on some weird vacation where him – and the Ned being Ned Lamont, the governor of Connecticut, is on some weird vacation with the lieutenant governor, Susan Bicewich. And nobody really knows where they are. And usually when they take vacations, they take it at separate times, but they're taking it together. So I don't know what's going on there. But it's interesting how he disappears on the same sort of time frame when Cuomo decides to step down. So.
Yeah, that is. That is an interesting point to bring up there. You know, Ned Lamont's like Governor Cuomo without a personality. Fantastic dancer, too.
Chet, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I held it national.
I got it.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. All right. And again, 1-833-WAR-TALK if you guys want to weigh in on Governor Cuomo. I don't think I have time to play this audio. Maybe we'll play it later on. But like I said, not that this bores me because it is a big story. It's a national story, but it's like an impending story. We knew this was happening. He's dirty. He's crooked. He's as crooked as the day is long. And now you've got at least some temporary resolution. And, you know, for those women who felt as though they were being either sexually abused or in some cases, inappropriate touching or, to me, all of that is bad. One of the worst things, though, to do, and I've said this over and over again, is if you're a person of power, like significant power, like a Cuomo, an old man, too, and you're hitting on these young women and making them feel like their job is in jeopardy, I can't think of a thing that's not a lot in the world that's lower than that. I mean, God, if you're really desperate, get on a dating site. Go do something, at least somewhat constructive, because that's an embarrassment. You're an embarrassment. So anyway, the saga is over. I'll move from that. If other folks want to call in and talk about the governor of New York, the outgoing governor of New York, feel free. If not, we'll switch gears, talk a little bit maybe about COVID, some other things, and this big stimulus package. Well, not the stimulus, but the infrastructure package that was passed. We'll come right back. My name is Lee Elsie. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Passage of a big infrastructure bill in the Senate is drawing praise from President Biden and Vice President Harris. The roughly $1 trillion measure easily cleared the Senate with some bipartisan support during a White House event, Biden calling it sweeping and historic. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hegarty, not a fan of the bill, as he voted no.
Well, again, this is a massive power grab by the Democrats.
Yeah.
I think we've been lecturing for 4 years about the fact that Republicans under Trump didn't respect our institutions. But as soon as the Democrats take control, they move to federalize our elections, to basically pack the court. And now they've taken the attempt to basically give us zero time to evaluate a 2,700-page bill.
The CDC is investigating a mysterious bacterial disease known as melioidosis that's killed two Americans and sickened two others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, everybody, My name is Lee Elsie Wayne. Alan Root is on vacation this week, so I will be here live sitting in this big seat on Tuesday night. That's tonight, Wednesday, and Monday. Well-deserved vacation for him. If you want to find out more about yours truly, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com is my email. We'll go back and forth to my website, LeeElsie.com. You can check that out as well. So before we had Cuomo Gate, the Godfather saga, part number four, I was going to open up talking about America and patriotism and all of that jazz, right? And I thought, you know, we built skyscrapers and rockets to the moon. We conquered polio. We're fighting the fight against every other disease, and mankind is living a better life pretty much longer every single year. We've explored the mysteries of the universe and the wonders of DNA, the blueprint of life. We've gone from a Republican government guided by a constitution to a regime of revolving elites. We have less freedom with each passing day, each passing week, each passing month, each passing year. That's what's become of this great nation. Think about what we were. Think about what the greatest generation did. Think about the idea that those men and women fought and saved the world twice. And did it by getting together and pulling together and doing it for a cause. And that seems to be gone. Like a signpost to the coming reign of terror, the cancel culture is everywhere. We've traded the American Revolution for this cultural revolution. The pathetic creature sitting in the White House behind that big mahogany desk is an empty vessel filled with his handlers. And at the G7 summit, his wife led him around. Actually, his wife leads him around everywhere, whispering in his ear what to say, what to do. And if it's not on a teleprompter, Joe Biden can't say it. We can't defend our borders. We can't defend our history. Our monuments in some places are being torn down. Our past is being erased. Our cities have become anarchist playgrounds with absolutely no rule of law. We are a nation of dependents and a nation of misplaced charities. Homeless veterans camp in the streets while illegal aliens are put up in motels and flown all over the country to get a better life. The President of the United States can't even quote the beginning of the Declaration of Independence. Ivy League graduates routinely fail history tests that a fifth grader could have passed two generations ago. Again, crime rates soar, and we blame the Second Amendment. We blame somehow guns for 60 people shot and 12 people dying every weekend in Chicago. Sure, there's guns on the street, but it's the criminals, not the law-abiding citizens, that are doing the shooting. Our culture is certifiably insane. Men who think they're women, people who fight racism by seeking to convince members of one race that they think is inherently evil, and all others are these perpetual victims. That's where we live every day, right? Somehow the white man has become the ogre to society, and everybody of color in particular, anybody who may have come from a downtrodden scenario, whether they were poor or, you know, had parents that weren't the greatest, all of a sudden now they have this virtue and this righteousness in their heart, even though a lot of times they don't deserve that. We slaughter the unborn in the name of freedom while our birth rate dips lower and lower every year. Our national debt is ridiculous. It's so high you can't even pretend that we're ever going to repay it. Closing in on $29 trillion with nearly $600 billion a year just in debt to service. How the hell are you going to pay that back? You can't. It's impossible. So what do? Politicians continue to promise things that they can't deliver because otherwise they can't get elected again. And if they don't get elected, they lose that power. That's the country that we're living in right now. That's unacceptable. We're in an unacceptable zone. Patriotism now is called insurrection. Treason celebrated. And perversions are sanctified. A man in blue gets less respect than a man in a dress. That's true. somehow you become, again, this pillar of virtue because you're a man who shaves every other day, but hex the, I guess, the guts to put a dress on and walk around town. Somehow you're now more important and more virtuous than a police officer or a military personnel. How did our nation slip from greatness into this strange level of obscurity? Well, let's see. We fight endless wars that can't be or won't be won, right? Can't, yes, won't is another ugly word in that sentence because we sent our troops to Afghanistan and didn't let them actually win a war. Did the same thing in Iraq. We have, again, accumulated massive debt far beyond our ability to pay, refused to guard the borders. Think about, again, we can go over this ad nauseum. We could spend 3 hours on the border. We could spend 3 hours on immigration. But as I said to you last time I was on, expect 2 million illegal aliens to cross the border this year. 2 million. That's, you know, somewhere, you know, it's like 100,000 plus a month, give or take. And they're saying those are the ones that we know about. So that's why they're saying closer to 2 million illegals crossing the border. That is impossible to get a grip on. Surrendering control of our cities to mob mentality. Mob mentality is ruling Portland, ruled Minneapolis and Kenosha and some other places as well. And not just for like one day. Portland, they had control of that city for months. Months! We're allowing teachers to indoctrinate the young, moving from a Republican form of government to an oligarchy, losing our national identity. That's what's going on every single day in this country. It's not a small deal. It's a big deal. And I talk about this a lot on my morning show, which is what will be that time when it has gone too far? Like, are we teetering in this world of oblivion, right? So January 6th, we watched that on television, and most people would say, well, that was too far. It went too far, too fast, too violent. That's something that can't happen. But then on the flip side of that, when are we actually going to stand up? When are we going to say enough of this has happened and it's time for a pushback? Not a vocal pushback, and I'm not advocating this. I'm just saying that time is lingering in the air. When will it come? I mean, will it be this generation? Will it be the next? Will there be a next generation that has the same types of freedoms that we have? It's, you know, it's a question that I think is still up for debate. Right? We've abandoned this idea of faith and family, in particular in the urban settings. Although, basically, that idea of the mom and dad and the white picket fence and 2.3 kids, I mean, that's getting blown out in some places in the suburbs as well, right? Mom and dad pump out a couple of kids, and then mom cheats or dad cheats, and off they go, and you got a fractured family. And how many families that are listening to me right now, raise your hand, have that happen? Have had that happen to them? How many? I mean, I would say probably more than 50%. So it's not just the urban settings, but in the urban settings in particular, mothers are raising kids 80% of the time with no male influence in that room, in that household. That's insane to think about. This nation, this is a nation that took in or had my grandparents came here for a better life. Right? And they built a life. They built something out of nothing. But now it's different. It feels different. It doesn't even feel like when I was a kid. And I know you get older and your perspective changes on things, right? So, you know, you look at things differently. And yeah, I'm always, like I said, I've always been a cynic by nature. I always look at the topic from an idea of either is somebody trying to scam me, or is there some, you know, other devious layer that I can't see on the surface? That's me. That was me growing up. That's not how I am. That's how I'm built. That's how I'm wired. Now, that's not how I don't go through every single scenario like that. I do try to have some joy, but still, I'm always looking at it from a cynical point of view. And that being said, I think about what it was like when I was a kid, and I feel like it's very different now. Not a little different, very different. And because I don't have kids, it's hard for me to relate to that age group, but I just feel like it's sort of it's certainly less patriotic and less America, certainly less America first. I mean, the idea of, I mean, could we fight another world war right now the way that we are? Would we band together or would we continue to fracture? If we had to fight, like gather together, let's say we had to fight China tomorrow. Right. And, you know, we found out, and I'll get into this a little bit later because I want to talk about something with China and the Wuhan flu. But if we had to band together to actually fight the Chinese, could we do it? Or would we be so splintered and fractured with the ultra progressives not wanting to, you know, do any kind of battle and the conservative right wanting to fight tomorrow? Would we be able to pull it off? It's an interesting question, I think. Anyway, the idea, though, that we have been sort of corrupted as, it's like that idea of the frogs in a boiling pot. They don't know they're getting boiled until it's too late, till they're dead. Anyway. All right. You want to give us a call, 1-833-WAR-TALK. We could take some phone calls. I know Wayne doesn't do a lot of phone calls anymore, but we can certainly take some depending upon where you're listening across this great country. I'm going to have a little fun, I think, next, but maybe not fun next. Maybe we'll do fun later, but I do have some stories I want to share that'll make you laugh. But I do want to get to COVID at the top of the hour. We're going to talk about vaccines and the Wuhan flu and all that. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and my beautiful wife, Chelsea Jubilee.
Listen up, everyone. We are doing a buy one, get one free special for the rest of the month. You guys have heard about us, energizedhealth.com. And women, this is a perfect opportunity to give your significant other a nice little push to get them off the couch and get them healthy with you.
Oh, my word, baby. Come on. Any man is going to say yes. Ladies, come on. If you know you love your husband and he just needs a little extra nudge to reverse that high blood pressure, reverse diabetes, get rid of that tire around the belly. If you as a woman, you really love your husband, give him a nudge. Say, honey, we're never going to get a value like this. Let's reach out and do this together. It's as simple as logging on to energizehealth.com, energizehealth.com, and tell them that you are a war. Buy one, get one free.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Patriot VPN, cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests. Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, once again, Wayne is off this week. My name is Lee Elsie. Again, I do a morning show here in Connecticut, out over the tri-state area, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Long Island. And I've been with Wayne and Christopher in the USA Radio Network, I think, for like 3 years. I don't know how long, however long Wayne's been on. We've pretty much been on right along with him. So honored to do it and honored to be on with you tonight. A little later on, we're going to have one of my pals, Tony D'Angelo, join me in the third hour of the program, along with a good friend of mine from the Heritage Foundation, Stephen Bucci, who is always right on top of things. We'll chat with him in the third hour as well, and he's always got an interesting take on a lot of different things, so we'll chat with him. I was driving in here, it's just kind of stuff that happens to me. So I'm driving in here tonight, and for no apparent reason, my window in my truck stops working. Why does that happen? Like, what's the devious horror that's behind things like that? I go to roll my, not roll my window down, otherwise I could do it, but, the electric window, I go to push it, nothing. I get nothing. All right, there's a couple things that I wanted to touch on here, because this is a shorter break. We don't have a lot of time. And then when I come back after the top of the hour, I want to get into vaccines, and I want to get into, quote-unquote, and I'm using quotation marks, the hypotheticals of what China did with the Wuhan flu. But the American Medical Association is receiving condemnation from the American College of Pediatricians over a recommendation that sex markers be removed from children's birth certificates. Do you understand what I'm talking about? These clowns want to take male or female off of a birth certificate. What is wrong with folks? I mean, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand. You're born with a certain set of equipment, and that equipment makes you A or B, or boy or girl. And fine, on your birth certificate, you check one or the other, and if somewhere along the line in the course of your existence and you're old enough to make those decisions, you want to flippity-flop and become a female if you're a male and figure that out and either go all the way and take the hormones and have it chopped off, that's your business once you get to a certain age. But force-feeding juveniles hormones so that it all changes, I think that's child abuse. But to go from the onset, from birth, and not put male or female on a birth certificate, what purpose does that serve? What are we trying to accomplish with that? Like, what's the goal? Because we're talking about a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a percent of the people who do not identify as male or female, right? There's a few out there that don't identify. Either they're asexual or whatever it is. I mean, I don't. There's a laundry list, and I don't have it in front of me, and I don't want to screw it up, and that would get people more angry than if I tried to figure it out. But my point is, for the ultra minority, we have decided that political correctness must reign supreme for those folks who are the ultra minority to the point where it's ludicrous. Like, you know, you got a baby being born and you don't want to give it a male or female. It's crazy. All right, let's grab a call. Who we got? My man Reed in the Northwest Hills of Connecticut. Take us to the top of the hour, Reed. What's going on?
They let me out of my cage, Lee.
All right. Well, good. Don't feed the animals.
Thank you. But, I, you know, if I'm one of them, then I want to get fed. And that's sort of why I'm calling you, is that, you know, everything is free now. This guy, Cuomo, it really highlights how the biggest danger is the people, not the leaders who are getting away with stuff. They know how dumb everybody is, which is why when Cuomo was on his way out the door, the last thing he said was, I didn't realize how much they had redrawn the line.
How about that? It's not my fault.
It's unbelievable.
No, but it's like, yeah, it's him saying it's not really my fault. It's your fault for redrawing the line, right?
Well, and that's how not only do they get away with this stuff, but on top of it, they're capitalizing on it. You sure. know, the way we are going is the same way that the whole Eastern Bloc went, Russia went before that, et cetera, which is when you have a president who is saying, you don't have to pay your rent, and I realize that it's unconstitutional, but I'm doing it with a humanist spirit to buy time, you're cooked. That's the end. That is the end. Because that means that if you're doing all these infrastructure bills where if you can pick your nose, you're entitled to $1 trillion for human infrastructure, nothing works on a rational business financial return on investment basis. So the only thing that's left then is to run the printing presses, send out subsidies to people in place of income, and take over the bond market, take over the stock market, and pretend that you still have capitalism, and put all these investment decisions into the hands of ignorant public sector people, and you are going to have the biggest disaster that has ever been seen in history. You're already seeing it with zero interest rates and with the rest of this nonsense, but Andrew Cuomo is like, you know, Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Hey, Reed, listen, I apologize, brother, but I got to go. It's a hard break. I think we can pick this up tomorrow if you like. Give us a call on the morning show, but you make great points. Without contracts, without the rule of law, without property rights, it's chaos. We'll be back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.